Today is November 25th, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Second loader killed by log. Ollie Church, a second loader at Camp 3 of the Schaefer Brothers Logging Company, was caught under a rolling log while working at the camp about 10 o'clock this morning and received injuries from which he died shortly afterwards at St. Joseph's Hospital. Church had hooked the tongs of the loader gear on a log when he jumped out of the way and onto another log on the landing. The log hooked was pulled out by the loading donkey, causing the log on which he was standing to roll. Losing his balance, Church fell in the path of the rolling log and was crushed. Church is survived by his wife, residing in Aberdeen, and by his mother at Montesano. He had been an employee of the Schaefer Company for about 3 months. In other news, Port already proved to be asset. That the Sassup Cheese Factory is the largest plant of its kind west of Chicago, and the Grace Harbor County cows produced $400,000 worth of milk during the last year, were among the statements made by W.C. Mumwa of Aberdeen and Montesano addressing the members of the Commercial Club at a luncheon here yesterday. He declared that the county is unexcelled and unrealized opportunities for diversified farming. In the course of his talk, he touched upon the value of the port terminal to shippers in their territory tributary toward the Grace Harbor. The Montesano Packing Company, of which he is head, recently sent to Indianapolis 3,300 cases of canned fruit by the Williams Line freighter Wilfaro. It was loaded on the steamer at the port terminal and discharged in Baltimore, whence it was taken to Indianapolis. The cost of shipping, Mr. Momo said, was about half what it would have been if it had been shipped to the Middle Western cities direct by rail. He gave this as an example for the shipping advantage for a cannery of the harbor and indicated that a great industry in fruit raising and canning is a possibility to be considered. In other news, lease let for new industry in South Aberdeen. A deal for the lease of 5 acres in South Aberdeen west of the Saginaw Company shingle mill has been closed. L. McDonald and others to erect thereon a shingle mill and flitching plant, it was announced today. The plant will employ 40 men. The company has secured a considerable amount of cedar and fir in the Charlie Creek territory. The flitches, made from that part of the log not available for shingles, will be shipped to the Japanese market for this material. The lease is for 10 years with privilege of renewal. And finally, father and son arrested, caught operating still. John Tika, 49, and Elias Tika, 19, father and son, are in the county jail here under charges of illegal manufacture of liquor. The men were arrested at their farm in the Wishkaw Valley, about 6 miles north of Aberdeen, Thursday afternoon, following a raid made by Deputy Sheriffs William Hamm and R.M. Holzer, and J.G. Montgomery and J.A. Morgan, federal prohibition agents from Tacoma. The officers located a complete still and about 30 gallons of finished product, secreted at various places around the place. The still was set about 100 feet from the farmhouse. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 25, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. We're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4, though we will be closed this Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.